Today we are humbled by the reality of life and death. We're humbled by the reality of life, remembering that every person is born in the likeness of God, and every life is a miracle, including the life of Lou Tate, whom we're coming to remember today. And we're humbled by the reality of death, remembering that all of us flourish like the flowers, and then we fade away. God has made it so that we will not just die forever, but that we will live again. And that's our hope. Today we remember the life of Lou Tate, mother and grandmother and great-grandmother. I did not know Lou, but listening to the family, I heard wonderful stories about her, and I think I got a little picture in my mind. Probably the biggest event in her life was when she was a little girl, and her father died, and her mother had to put her and her four older brothers into an orphanage. There was no safety net back then. The mother, I'm sure, didn't have much choice. In order to take care of her children, she put them in this orphanage. I looked it up online. It was called Scotland Orphanage in Spartans. What was the name of the place? It's in Pennsylvania. It has a Facebook page for all the people who used to go there, and there's a lot of good memories posted there. Apparently, it's a very good place. Pictures of the buildings. It's been sold to a Christian seminary. Looks like a very impressive place out in the countryside of Pennsylvania. One of the policies they had there was to keep families together, brothers and sisters. So she was there with her four older brothers, and at least that, I'm sure, was some help to her. She was angry at her mother for putting them there. I don't blame her for feeling that way. Apparently she was quite rebellious, a little hellion, as they said, but gave them a good run for their money. One of the things they taught her at the orphanage was how to iron. So she loved ironing. And I don't know what that was about. You know, there's something about ironing that's kind of nice. You take the wrinkles out of life. And when you get done, you've got a nice pile of clothes or sheets or towels or whatever it is you're ironing. And it's a way to have a little control in your life. So she always ironed everyone's clothes. She met her husband, Bill Tate, at a young adult group at the Methodist Church, and they were married, and in Bill, she found a family that she never had. Bill was part of this huge Tate family that had aunts and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews and in-laws, and they would get together several times a year, picnics at the 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all of that. And so this orphan girl was adopted into this huge extended family. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons that she was so attracted to Bill, that in Bill, she found her family. This girl from the orphanage was adopted. And she thrived in this family, and she became the caregiver for the entire family. No matter who was in need or in trouble, Lou would be there. She would go over to someone's house if they needed to be taken care of while they were sick, or brought meals, took care of the kids. That was kind of who she was. I understand she was somewhat of a character and had a little swagger and let everybody know what was going on. She was always full of life, very present, and open to whatever was going on. The Tate house was next to a swimming pool, and so that became part of the life of the Tate boys. Always in the pool and out of the pool, and there was a key to the swimming pool at the Tate house, and they became part of the management of the pool, and so it was a big part of their life. Her home was always open. When anyone needed a place to go, she had open arms. And so she was kind of the ultimate grandma, mother, caregiver, welcoming person. She adopted others into the family, just like she'd been adopted. Nikki said when she first met her, she was kind of scared of her. But that passed very quickly, and Lou told her, if Alex ever does anything to you, you come to me, and I will grab him by the ear, and I will drag him in. And she knew she was part of the family. And Barb's son, Matt, Lou's stepson, she just brought him in, brought him into the family, and loved her great-granddaughters, too. She loved her husband. They were really close companions, and she cared for him, especially in the later years when he had health problems. She wore his wedding ring around her neck ever after he died, as a way of keeping him close in some way. Well, our gospel lesson is Jesus' farewell. He's saying goodbye to the disciples because he knows that he's going to be crucified and raised in a very short time. And he says, I'm going away, but in my Father's house there are many dwelling places, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you. In other words, heaven is our home. Heaven is our true home. And we are travelers on the earth, but heaven is where we really live. Our Heavenly Father is there. We are wanted. We are loved. We are at home in heaven. An orphanage is not a home. An orphanage is a safe place. It is a place where you have shelter, a roof over your head. You're given three meals a day. You're given education, clothes, the things you need. But it's not a home. Lou found a home with Bill, and she made a home for her family. But now she is in her true home. She's in heaven with Bill and her family at home. Jesus said, you know the way that I'm going to. And Thomas said, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. It's Jesus' example of grace and love and forgiveness that is the way for us to heaven. And when we live with love, compassion, and forgiveness, that's the way that Jesus is showing us to heaven. That's what Lou did, and we will see her again in heaven. Amen.